Our theme this month is God is my Father. Next week, Brother Jay will be sharing, and the week after that, Elder Jim will be sharing. So let's read this together. I am a child of God. I am a member of the body of Christ. I have been adopted as a child of God. My Father has made me. In love, He has predestined me to be adopted as His child. My Father knows what I need even before I ask Him. As a father has compassion on his children, so you, Lord, have compassion on me. I did not receive a spirit of fear. I'm sorry. Can we start that over? You know, different translations. I did not receive a spirit that makes me a slave again to fear, but I have received the spirit of sonship, and by him I cry, Abba, Father. The Lord Almighty says to me, I will be a father to you, and you shall be my child. Amen. And then on the back are the scriptures that correlate with these proclamations. This card is for you to meditate over and to say these proclamations every day. So knowing God as your Father. Let's begin with John 14:6. And for those of you who are new today, we like to read our scriptures together. And so it will come up on the PowerPoint, and we're going to read it together. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. So there are two important elements in the scripture. Jesus said, I am the way. So we have the way, and then we have the destination. You see, Jesus is the way, but the Father is the destination. Now, I've met several Christians who are on the way, but they've never arrived at the destination. Jesus said, no man comes to the Father but by me. So many Christians have met Jesus, and they realize he's the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. But they have not come to personally know God as their Father. I had been a Christian for years. I was baptized very young. I got filled with the Holy Spirit when I was 13 years old and loved to study God's Word. We went to church four times a week, had godly parents, and I thank God for my inheritance. But I did not know the Father or have an experience with Father God until I was almost 40 years old. And that is an experience. You can have all this head knowledge. You can have all this doctrine, but you don't have an experience with the Father. And once I met the Father, my life was profoundly changed. You see, I couldn't participate any longer with that spirit of religiosity. I couldn't go along with being legalistic and judgmental. I had met the Father. And once you meet the Father, you find out that He loves you. He's for you. He has plans for your life. He doesn't care if you made a mistake. He's not going to criticize you. He's not going to abuse you. He's not going to take advantage of you. He's your Father and He loves you. And I was profoundly changed from that moment on. And I could not go back into that spirit of religion. Religion stinks. And it keeps people from coming to the Father because it sets up so many barriers and standards and you have to reach this to reach this. No, you just need to reach the Father. You know, you can become very simple in life. Jesus Christ is your Savior and God is your Father. And He loves you. And that is what matters. That is what matters. The Father speaks by His Son. So let's go on, because I want you to know the Father. The Father wants you to know Him. The Father wants you to be able to help others experience Him. Let's read this. God, who at many times, various manners, spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. So we see God speaking in two different ways. He spoke through the prophets, but in a different way. He speaks through the Son. So through Jesus Christ, He released His voice into the earth. He took a new approach to speak to us through the Son. No prophet could ever bring the revelation of the Father. It takes the Son to bring the revelation of the Father. And that is why God sent His Son into the world, so that we could come to the Father, we could know the Father through Jesus Christ. So the Son revealed the Father to us. Let's read on. In John 17:6, Jesus said this, speaking to the Father, He was praying to His Heavenly Father. He said, let's read it. I have manifested Your name unto the men that You gave Me out of the world. Yours they were, and You gave them to Me, and they have kept Your word. So Jesus said He manifested the name. They were familiar with the name Yahweh and Jehovah, the sacred name of God that they wouldn't even say because it was so sacred to them. But Jesus said, I manifested Your name. So the name that Jesus manifested to the disciples was Father. If you read through this prayer, He mentions the Father, I believe, 6 times. Jesus manifested the Father. The word manifest means to demonstrate. He demonstrated the Father to His disciples. Jesus came to manifest the name of the Father. And you say, how did He do that? Well, He did that by living like a son. He was never discouraged. He was never distraught. He didn't worry about tomorrow. He didn't own a house. He didn't have a place to lay His head. But He did not worry about that because He knew the Father was taking care of Him. He had wisdom that came from above because He sought His Father. And He said, I don't do anything except I see my Father do it. I don't say anything except I hear the Father say it. Jesus manifested. He demonstrated the Father. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He reached out to the leper and cleansed him and made him whole. They saw the Father in Jesus. The Son is the only one who could manifest Him. Let's read our next scripture. Matthew 11:27. All things are delivered unto Me of My Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father except the Son, and He too whomever the Son will reveal him. No one knows the Son but the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son. I personally cannot reveal the Father to you. The only person who can reveal the Father to you is Jesus Christ. Remember, he said, I am the way. He is the way to the Father, and it is through Jesus Christ that he reveals the Father to us. You see, I grew up in a denomination where we taught about the Holy Spirit, we taught about Jesus, but there was very little teaching about the Father. And as Pastor Leonard and I, we would study our Bibles and we'd say, but Jesus said to pray to the Father, and whatever you ask the Father in my name, I'll give it to you. But you see, we were taught to pray to Jesus because Jesus and the Father are one, and so we just bypassed that part of the Godhead and focused in on Jesus. But that caused a lack in my life. And it wasn't until I began to pray to the Father and asking Jesus to reveal him to me that I began to experience that Father's love. You see, it's a spiritual experience. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We had truth, but we had a portion of the truth. And when you get caught up in a denomination or a religion who tells you they have all the truth, well, you can be sure they don't. God is continually revealing truth to us. And we walk in the truth that we know. And as you understand scripture and have a deeper relationship with the Godhead, things begin to look differently to you. It's not that this was wrong. It's just that as you experience the Father and his love and his revelation, it's like suddenly the curtains were pulled back and I could see the Father and the glorious kingdom that he has established and prepared for us, and just felt the love of God coming over me. It overwhelmed me. And you know, after that, I didn't want anything else. I wanted the Father's presence. I wanted to be with the Father because Jesus is the way. And he has shown us the way. And he is our brother, and he walks with us and he teaches us. Holy Spirit has come into the earth realm to be the power and the presence of God. All things come together. And if we focus on one part of the Godhead more than the other, we can get ourselves into trouble. We need it all. The fullness of God is being revealed to us. Then Jesus continues on in Matthew 11:28 through 30. Let's read this passage. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. I love that verse. That's my life's verse. If you come in for counseling from me, you're going to hear that at some time. Because our souls must find rest. And the only way we're going to find rest is to come unto Jesus. And when we come unto Jesus, Jesus is going to reveal to us his Father. We've got to go to Jesus. He said, take my yoke. His yoke and his burden was to do the will of God. It was to do his Father's will. So if you're struggling with anxiety, if you're overwhelmed with worry and doubt, coming to Jesus is the only thing that is going to satisfy your life. Because when we come to the Lord, we'll find rest in God. You probably remember the story of Lazarus, the beggar, who was begging and he had sores on him, and the dogs had come and lick his sores, and he barely had enough to eat. But when he died, a whole host of angels, the scripture didn't say an angel came and carried him away. It said the angels came and carried him away into the bosom of Abraham. But when the rich man died, who had everything in life and had all the comforts that he wanted, he woke up and found himself in hell. So you see, God really wants to carry every soul to the bosom of Abraham. And those who serve God, there are angels waiting to take them. Sister Dawn Stover, she just lost her grandmother. I believe she passed away yesterday or the day before. But we knew her grandmother. I'm sure that her grandmother had a host of angels that carried her away. God is our Father. He takes care of the living and he takes care of the dead. Whether we live or whether we die, we belong to the Lord. You see, we can have this security. And there's just four things I want to mention as we're getting ready to close. Number one is knowing the Father gives us a sense of personal identity. When you know the Father, you have a sense of identity. If you remember, as you read the genealogies in the Bible, it talks about the father and all of the family from that father. There's something about having a father that gives you identity. And right now we have a fatherless generation. People are looking for their fathers. And you see, if the church is judgmental and legalistic and pushes these young people out, then they're never going to know the Father's love. We reveal the Father by the way that we live, by the things that we say. It gives us a personal identity to know our Father. I know my Father. I know where I come from. I'm a child of God. We are sons and daughters of God. Also gives us a home in heaven. I always believed that if I lived right, I'd end up in heaven. Do you believe that? If you live right, you live for the Lord, you're going to end up in heaven. And we can think about heaven as a place. But you know, once you know the Father, you begin to think about heaven as a home. Yes. A father makes a place a home. That's why God designed men and women, husbands and wives, moms and dads. Having a father in a home gives a sense of security. And knowing, I grew up without a father. My mother was a mother and a father. My dad died when I was in the fifth grade. And I believe that fathering can be an anointing. And there are many women that raise their children on their own. Not by choice. But you know, our Heavenly Father, He brings in all that you need. All that you need. So don't think you're lacking something if you don't have a father in the home. I'm sharing today that I used to think of heaven as a place to go, but now I think of heaven as a home to go to because Father's there. It also gives you total security in knowing the Father. You know, Jesus talked about the two sparrows that were sold for a farthing, and he shared that they watched. He watches over even the sparrow, and he watches over us. And we are worth so much more. So knowing the Father will give you security. It'll put value on the inside of you. John 10:29 says that no one can pluck us out of the Father's hand. No one can snatch us out. You just have to imagine and think about yourself as resting in the Father's hand. And it gives us motivation to serve. Jesus served his Father. John 8:29. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Jesus' motive was to please the Father. Is that your motive this morning? I'm going to ask if praise team will come up. This is a time that we are going to serve communion and take communion together. And if praise team will come up, we're going to sing our song, Good, Good Father. He's a good, good Father. Jesus' motivation was not to be famous. It wasn't to have the largest church or the largest following. You can go ahead and get ready, and if elders will come on up, please. His motivation was to please the Father. So you see, we begin to look at things and decide whether or not something is successful by the size, by the paycheck, etc. But you see, Jesus wasn't interested in that. As long as you are pleasing your Father, that is what matters. As long as you are doing what God has asked you to do, that's what matters. As we sing this song, I'm going to encourage you to do, according to 1 Corinthians, examine yourself. And please stay and receive communion with us this morning.